Welcome to Daily Steps from One Extraordinary Marriage, where we outline simple steps that you can take to have the ultimate marriage adventure. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. In today's show, we answer the question, how do I overcome being offended by my spouse?
We live in a world that seems to celebrate the ability to offend one another. You see it on, you know, the Facebook feeds, the Twitter storms, you know, all of the social media, mainstream media, wherever it is. This idea of being offended has almost become commonplace. Well, it hasn't almost become commonplace. It has become commonplace.
It's almost like a badge of honor sometimes, I feel like, in today's world. It's like, I've been offended. Okay, I got a badge for it now. So,
or I've offended somebody, right? Like, or it goes both ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one thing when that's all happening in the world outside of, you know, your front door. But when it comes into your marriage, it's exceptionally painful. Mm-hmm. And trust me, having been married 21, going on 22 years, we've had our fair share of offendable moments on mm-hmm. both sides of this marriage, right? And when you're offended, oh my gosh, it's so easy to tend towards bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness and even hatred, which is a really big word to use in marriage. But I will tell you that all four of those characteristics I see time and time again in, you know, the couples that I work with, we've experienced in our own marriage, because that offense, you know, those things that we did or that were done to us that didn't feel good, that didn't sit right with us, that we don't deal with in the moment, it's like a seed that takes root inside of our lives, mm-hmm. right? Inside of our heart. And it just sits there and it festers. But what grows out of that seed is not life-giving. It's not marriage building. It's not like, oh, I want to get closer to you. It's the exact opposite of that. Think like black mold, right?
Ooh, yes.
Black mold, where it just like takes over and it makes everything just gross. That's what offense does. And I have to tell you that there isn't this quick button that just says, oh, I'm not going to be offended. You said that and it really bothered me. But today I'm just going to let that slide, right? Because we feel it.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We're human beings, and especially in marriage, we have an ability, because we know the other person so well, we have the ability to love them deeply, and we have the ability to wound deeply through our words and our actions. And, mm-hmm. and it's so important, as the two of you are navigating offense in your marriage, that you identify all of the specifics around being offended, right? Because it's very easy to just say, well, that bothered me. That made me mad. That, I mean, you may use the word offended. You may use all different kinds of phrases, but it's all getting to the point that you were offended. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you just speak in generalities, let me tell you something. Your spouse has no clue as to what is actually bothering you, right? You're like, that made me so mad. And they're like, we've just spent the last day together. What part of it made you so mad? As opposed to saying, hey, you know what? When we were at the restaurant and the waitress came over and it seemed like you were looking at her chest instead of, you know, looking up at her eyes. Okay, that's very specific. Or if it's a husband saying to his wife, hey, you know what? When your mom or dad said that thing to me and you didn't jump up to defend me or to defend our marriage, that hurt me.
Mm-hmm. I think a big one too is, you know, driving down the road and we're having a conversation and one of you or both of you, or well, hopefully not both of you, but the one who's not driving and in the passenger seat, their face is in their phone, mm-hmm. you know, and we're having a conversation and all of a sudden you're over there and you're talking over me about something that means nothing to me right now because I'm having this conversation with you and I get offended by that mm-hmm. because you are giving more attention. This is where the offense comes in. For those of you who've ever dealt with this, I have, and Elisa has as well. The offense is the phone, the thing that's not real in front of you right now is more important than me. Mm-hmm. And that hurts.
And that's ultimately the root of a lot of offense. Is that you don't feel like you're a priority. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like your thoughts or your feelings or your input matters. And you know, let me be really clear. When things are going well in the relationship, when you're feeling emotionally connected, when the physical connection is good, when all that's going on, those things don't bother you so much. Mm-mm. So offense is like, it's like a temperature gauge. It's a barometer of, okay, wait a minute. We must not be connected here, because this kind of thing maybe wouldn't normally bother me, but now all of a sudden...
So true.
Why am I feeling like the phone thing? Like if we've done walk and talks and we've been, you know, getting in our coffee breaks and all this kind of stuff, I can sit on the phone for a 15-minute drive and Tony doesn't care. As long as I'm holding his hand, he doesn't care. But if we haven't had time for a coffee break and made that time to do walk and talks during the week and we're driving to church on a Sunday and I'm on my phone, you better believe there's a little snarky, hey, do you need to be on that right now? Right? Mm-hmm. It's a temperature gauge of what's going on in your marriage. And you need to be able to be aware of that, right? So many of us, ourselves included, find ourselves in seasons where we're doing marriage on autopilot. We don't have the awareness of what's going on. We're not sensitive to, are we emotionally connected? What are we doing here? And so we've got to start there. Then you also have to identify, you know, is this something that just happened in the moment and so I can address it right now? Or am I offended about something that happened yesterday, last week?
A year ago, 5 years ago?
You know, those big uglies. And here's how you know if you're still dealing with offense that's happened in the past. You bring it up
mm-hmm.
over and over again. Usually every time that you're in a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's an indicator that you have offense in your marriage that needs to be dealt with. You need to sit down and work with someone, sit down with a coach and say, how do I work through this? Because I've tried putting this thing to bed. I've tried letting go and it's not working, right? You've got to focus on what you can do, choosing to bring forgiveness into your marriage, choosing mm-hmm. to have those conversations about what has been painful to you, choosing to set expectations with your spouse about what the dynamic's going to look like in your marriage. Because this place of offense is not doing anything for your marriage. And moving into a place of healing, moving into a place where it doesn't hold you anymore, is making a choice that you're going to move into a place where your marriage is full of integrity. It's full of vulnerability. It's full of trust. But that's not an overnight decision, right? You want to overcome being offended. You start working on you and what you can do to create a different situation, both inside yourself and inside your marriage.
For more information on this topic, check out oneextraordinarymarriage.com/377.